chin or shank?
Yeah, well, they say, just like you get bumped, you say, oh well, that bumped my shank bone.
Okay. And if I get down in this position, you say I...
squat.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Let's see. Well, I could say stoop.
Okay. What about, you say I'm down on my...
knees.
Okay. Do you ever hear this back part of your thigh called anything? Haunches or hunkers?
Your hip bone?
Now, this back part of your leg, do you ever hear that called your haunches or your hunkers?
Oh, that's the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
That's the muscles of your leg.
Mm-hmm. Say, if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay. Someone who's in good shape, you'd say, he's big and...
healthy.
Any other word?
Fine or fat.
Uh-huh. Well, if you can lift heavy weights, you'd say that you're...
strong.
Uh-huh. Someone who's easy to get along with, who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you say that he's...
a easy person to get along with.
Okay. Do you ever say something like good-natured or kind or pleasant?
Sure do.
What would you say?
I say that person in good nature. He got good nature. He easy to get along with.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs, always stumbling and dropping things.
Well, we'd say he clumsy.
Okay. And someone who has a lot of money but won't spend any, you'd say that he's a...
well, they'd say he's stingy.
Or he's a what?
Close.
Okay. Do you ever call him a miser or a tightwad or...
well, I never have. I've said he tight with anything. I've said that.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who has, say, a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You'd say he's just a plain...
fool.
Okay. Is that word nice to use?
I wouldn't think so.
Uh-huh.
But people use it, but I wouldn't think so. I would think you shouldn't call a person a fool.
Okay. What about when you say that a person is common? What does that mean?
Well, that's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind and nice in every way.
Mm-hmm. You call him?
A common person.
Uh-huh. What about an old person, maybe up in their 80s, that still gets around real well, does a lot of work? You'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
frisky.
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still, I can't help feeling a little...
jugous.
A little what?
Jugous.
What do you mean?
Jugous of them.
Uh-huh.
For not being in.
Oh, I never heard that word.
Well, just now, you can say I feel funny. Some people say I feel funny. He ain't here. Mm-hmm. I don't feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or some folks say, well, I just feel jugous about my child. I just haven't made it here yet.
You just feel kind of nervous, you mean? Or
that's right.
Not mad at him or anything?
No, it wouldn't be mad. You just...
uh-huh.
That's the reason it said jugous.
Hmm. What,